If you're from Donegal, no need for me to introduce this song or the singer. If you're not, it's the Holmes of Donegal and it's Paul Brady.
I just dropped in to see you all. I'll only stay a while. I want to hear how you're getting on. I want to see you smile. I'm happy to be back again and greet you, big and small. For there's no place else on earth just like the homes of Donegal.
It's a real pleasure to have been invited to say a few words on the occasion of the launch of Rafe's book. Writing a book takes dedication, it takes time, it takes passion. Really, there's no money in it, there's nothing in it except the love of what you do. A book like this is not about anything other than giving back to society, giving back to everyone. It's a legacy, and that is what Rafe's book is about. So it's a great honour for me to be saying a few words this evening to officially launch the boards of Donegal.
That is the voice of Eric Dempsey at the launch of The Birds of County Donegal, written by Rafe Shepherd. It was launched recently at Glenveagh National Park, and it's a beautifully crafted volume, the first comprehensive account of all 376 bird species recorded in that county. It's a must read for bird lovers and nature enthusiasts alike. As I mentioned, Eric Dempsey was at the launch, and afterwards he had a few words with the author.
Yes, hello Derek from the wonderful Glenveagh National Park in County Donegal. I'm up here to mark the occasion of the publication of a wonderful book called The Birds of County Donegal by Rafe Shepherd. And this book captures absolutely everything you need to know about County Donegal from a bird perspective. It has a list of all the species that have been recorded. It has chapters on when birds were seen. It has chapters on the past, on the future, and even looking at how the habitats are in County Donegal. It also has little sections about places like Killybegs and how important it is for recording unusual gulls that turn up. It is a beautiful production filled with the illustrations of the wonderful, talented artist Rob Vaughan. And what I also love about this book is the fact that every photograph of a bird that appears in this book was taken in Donegal. And I'm delighted to be with the author himself, Rafe Shepherd. Rafe, first and foremost, congratulations on a very beautiful book.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Well, you have been studying birds in County Donegal for a long time. Dare you tell me how long you've been studying birds?
Oh, 60 plus years.
My good God. And in those years, you must have seen great changes in the bird populations, the comings and goings of species.
I have indeed. When I started bird watching in Donegal, there were partridges to be found in the farmland fields. There were corn buntings. There were tern colonies on every beach and headland in Inishowen. All that has gone.
That's incredible to see that in a lifetime, because we often look at the demise of species and we think of it over thousands and hundreds of years, but in 50, 60 years, you know, the populations of some of these species has declined rapidly. But on the positive side, there's other species that are sort of almost arriving here by themselves. I was up in Mar Rorty in northern Donegal. I saw a little egret. Now, when I came to Donegal in 1979, if I'd seen a little egret, hundreds of people would have travelled. So are little egrets now, for example, nesting and breeding in County Donegal.
They are indeed. They're nesting and breeding, which was absolutely inevitable as a result of the increase in numbers in winter. I mean, what struck me as really amazing was that only last year the numbers of little egrets recorded in one of the monthly censuses of all the birds in Lough Swilly exceeded the number of grey herons.
That's incredible. Like, that would never have been a thought in your head 50, 60 years ago.
No.
And I understand great spotted woodpeckers are also beginning to reach County Donegal. When you think, like, we were speaking, Derek, as you know, mm-hmm. we were talking about the great spotted woodpecker in the garden. We talked about how they've colonised County Down and County Wicklow and how they're spreading across. Great spotted woodpeckers are now in Donegal?
They are indeed, and they're breeding. We don't really know how many pairs, but the likelihood is that there's probably more than a dozen pairs breeding in the county at this stage, and individual birds are prospecting further afield, and they will eventually consolidate and become, I think, a regular and expected part of our county avifauna.
That's incredible that a bird like that naturally occurs. And of course, here in Glenveagh is the home of the Golden Eagle. And Derek, if I remember correctly, the Moonee Goes Wild show, you did a documentary, radio documentary, I think, about the introduction, the reintroduction of golden eagles up here many years ago.
We did.
You know, we're now seeing the fruits of golden eagles being reintroduced into Kerry. They're now nesting, they're breeding in County Kerry. I had the pleasure of seeing two with the backdrop of Mount Errigal, two soaring in the air yesterday. How are golden eagles doing up here?
Well, they're not doing as well as we would like, but they are surviving.
Yes.
And they are breeding. But the awful truth is that the quality of the habitat is not as good as it should be.
Yeah. And yet white-tailed eagles, which were released in County Kerry, are now also, there's at least two pairs nesting of white-tailed eagles in the mountains around Glenveagh. Am I right there, yeah?
Not exactly sure how many, but they are obviously going to succeed much more quickly than
yes.
the golden eagles.
Why would that be?
Well, they have plenty of food. There's no problem. If you go down to Inchloch, any time of the year, you'll find one or two white-tailed eagles feeding not so much on fish as on waterfowl, anything from a mute swan down. They're doing extremely well. And, of course, it's no problem for them from a nesting site somewhere in the hills to somewhere like Inchloch to feed their chicks.
Rafe, once again, congratulations on an absolutely wonderful book, The Birds of County Donegal. I hope it gets the recognition it deserves. So back to you, Derek. Thank you very much.
All the details can be found on the website rte.ie/Moonee. Thank you very much indeed, Rafe and Eric and Paul Brady. I love that song.